Frontline Report, news and analysis. Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Good morning. Watergate won't go away. The president, again, tries to reverse the tide of public opinion. Details after this.
This is Gene Shepard on the subject of inventors. You know, I don't think there's anyone in this country who hasn't heard of the Wright brothers and their invention, the airplane. But have you ever heard of Louis Sebastian Lenormand? Huh? Now, he was an inventor, and he should get equal billing with old Wilbur and Orville, because Louis invented the parachute. Now, how about that? Still, there isn't one school named after him, even though Louis helped bail out more guys than a prohibition lawyer. But most inventors are unknown, like today. Do you know that little plastic job that holds a six-pack together? Now, it's a less dramatic carrier than a parachute, but plenty convenient in its own way. Whose idea was that? The High Cone Division of Illinois Tool Works, an innovative company whose engineered products are in thousands of items you see and use every day. Now, you may not realize it, but you're never more than a few feet away from a product of ITW, even when you're bringing home the beer.
President Nixon, feeling increasingly cornered and badgered, fired the special Watergate scandal prosecutor. Mr. Nixon offered a written summary of the controversial tapes and hoped for the best. He got instead the worst, or something close to it. Hot coals of public confusion, frustration, distrust, and suspicion suddenly burst into what the president's own chief of staff, General Alexander Haig, called a firestorm, a hurricane of heat and force. The public was, in a word, outraged. Congress, lethargic, indecisive, and disorganized as its leadership is, probably was best described as stunned by the president's decision, by the speed, fury, and broad base of the public's negative response. Suddenly, the lightning of impeachment cracked across the political sky. The president and the men around him saw it, and they heard the deep rumble of ringing thunder through the White House switchboard, through the telegraph offices, and in the mailroom. Approval of the president's performance in office, as measured by public opinion polls, was down to 30%, a record low for him, before he forced out the top two men in the Justice Department, fired the special prosecutor, and put forward his plan to keep the tapes issue out of the Supreme Court. After the cataclysmic events of Saturday and the public reaction of first disbelief, then outrage, who could say how low the president might sink in the polls? From November to October, less than 1 year, the president, who had won re-election by a near-record landslide, had seen and heard through a series of political earthquakes the following. The man he twice chose to be his vice presidential running mate, the vice president of the United States, became a convicted felon. The man he chose as attorney general, John Mitchell, indicted. The man he honored with appointment to another cabinet position, commerce secretary, who also twice was the president's own chief campaign fundraiser, Maurice Stans, indicted. The man the president chose to be his chief advisor for domestic affairs inside the White House, John Ehrlichman, indicted. The president's closest friend, Charles Bibi Rebozo, reportedly acknowledged he secretly took $100,000 cash in small bills from billionaire Howard Hughes. Rebozo said the money was given as a campaign contribution. The president said he was unaware of it. The president himself has been forced to reverse his own stand on the confidentiality of personal records, such as the tape recordings he secretly had made in his office, a confidentiality the president called, as late as his August 15th Watergate speech, absolutely indispensable to operating the presidency. He reversed himself after leaders of his own party in the House of Representatives warned that they would not, quote, go to the wall with him for the tapes. Representative Jack Edwards of Mobile, Alabama, told Bryce Harlow, damn all this executive privilege. People are saying the tapes have to be turned over. The president capitulated. Then he was driven off, alone, again, to his Camp David, Maryland mountain hideaway. Not literally, but figuratively, some of the lightning stopped crackling, and the thunder became a bit more distant. His friends had to believe, and thus did, that if he is telling the truth and his health holds, the storm will not reform and consume him. If he is telling the truth and his health holds, the firestorm, they believe, may yet be first contained, then extinguished. Now, please, this message.
If some people want to share, fill your home with loving care.
Bristol Aerosol Upholstery Shampoo foam cleans your upholstery safely, easily, economically, leaves colors fresh and bright. Bissell Upholstery Shampoo is great for your cars, fabrics, vinyls, and leathers, too. Bissell, your love and care at better stores everywhere.
Bissell shares your love and care by Bissell.
Now a question. Could arthritis minor pain keep you awake tonight? Then before you go to bed, rub in Exocaine to help temporarily deaden and stop arthritis minor pain, so you may get a good night's sleep. You see, Exocaine Arthritis Foam is the only leading rub with benzocaine, the fast-acting anesthetic that really penetrates to help temporarily deaden and stop arthritis minor pain. So at night, to forget your throbbing pain, remember to rub in Exocaine.
Dan Rather, the White House, on first line report from CBS News.